What a blessing to be able to come together like this and sing of our Savior's love for us and our love for Jesus. Appreciate Pete leading us in that song, Jesus Loves Me. I can't hardly get through that without shedding a tear. It's a very touching song, isn't it? And Daryl leading us in, Oh, How I Love Jesus. And especially what a blessing it is to have little children blending their voices with ours and singing these psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. If you'll take your Bible and turn with me to the book of Mark chapter 10, we're going to read a short statement from the Scriptures to serve as a starting block in this study. In Mark chapter 10, beginning in verse 13, the Bible says, And they brought young children to him that he should touch them, and his disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased, and said unto them, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. What a moving reading from Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through 16. You notice the expression there that is written on the board, as a little child. Jesus used little children to teach grown-ups some lessons that we need to learn. And I began to think about some characteristics of little children that I need to imitate and emulate in my personal life. And I'd like to share some of those with us. As a little child, first of all, I need to be humble. In the book of Matthew chapter 18, from the reading just a moment ago, we see an occasion where the disciples were thinking more highly of themselves than they should have. They came to Jesus saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And there are a lot of different ways that Jesus could have taught humility, but he chose on this occasion to teach that by calling a little child and setting him in their midst and using that child as an illustration of humility. He said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. They had to change their heart. Their heart was puffed up. Their heart was a heart of arrogance and pride, and they were to be humble. He said in verse 4, Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. A little child has no idea how great they are. They are humble. In Proverbs 29 and verse 23, wise Solomon said, A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. Peter penned these words in 1 Peter 5, verses 5 and 6. Be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. If you take time to look around you this afternoon, you'll see a lot of good examples when it comes to humility. But then there's another area that I like to explore with us, and that is the fact that as a little child, I need to be genuine. Think about the genuineness of little children. They are sincere, aren't they? They have no pretensions. When Peter wrote in 1 Peter chapter 2 and addressed scattered saints, he said, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby. And so he is exhorting disciples to be as little children. Little children are free of malice. They have no ill will, all guile, hypocrisies. They're lives are not characterized by dissimulation. They're free of envy and evil speaking. It's no wonder then that when Paul wrote the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 20, he said, In malice be ye children. And James in James chapter 3 and verse 17 talked about the wisdom from above and said that the wisdom from above is without hypocrisy. And so as a little child is genuine, is without hypocrisy. I need to be as a little child. But then there's a third area in which we need to be as a little child, and that is we need to be forgiving. Have you ever observed that there can be a time when little children are together and maybe they get at odds with one another. Maybe they begin to quarrel a little bit over a toy, and next thing you know, they're playing again as if nothing ever happened. They don't hold a grudge. If only we could be like a little child when it comes to that kind of forgiving spirit. In Colossians chapter 3 and verse 13, Paul said, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. But then there are those who are unwilling to forgive, and they carry a grudge, and they talk about bearing the hatchet, but they leave the handle up just in case they want to get a hold of it. A little child doesn't do that. A fourth area in which I need to be as a little child is that when it comes to desiring approval, have you noticed how little children desire the approval of others? They desire the approval of their teachers when they're young. You notice that as a Bible class teacher? I've had Bible class teachers comment on those who teach the younger classes, how they'd have that desire to be accepted, and they want to have the approval of their teacher and others. And that's a natural thing, isn't it? You think about little children who like to have the approval of their parents. They want their father's approval, their mother's approval. They want to be accepted. Would to God we had the desire to have the approval of our Father, our Heavenly Father. That we would be approved of God, that we'd be accepted of God. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, Paul said, study to show thyself approved unto God. That is, give diligence. In Acts chapter 10 and verse 35, when Peter preached at Cornelius' house, he said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. And Paul wrote the Corinthians on 2 Corinthians 5:9, saying, wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. You remember Jesus' desire in John 8 and in verse 29? His desire was to please his Father, to do the will of the Father in heaven. He said, I do always those things that please him. We see that kind of desire in a little child to please their parents. And in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 22, John said, whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. As a little child, do you have that desire to please your Father? A fifth area in which I need to be as a little child is I need to be growing. It's natural for a child to grow. It's unnatural, abnormal, something wrong when a child doesn't grow, doesn't develop physically. And we'll take them to doctors and specialists and have all kind of tests performed to try to diagnose and treat the problem, because we expect a child to grow. As children of God, by faith in Christ Jesus, Galatians 3:26, God expects us as his children to grow spiritually. And Peter talked about that in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby. You think about growing spiritually. I think about a little child and how they're like a sponge. And they just soak it in. They absorb it. They take it in all that they can. I've known of teachers who've talked about those that they've taught at an early age and how much they're able to learn, how much they pick up on. And it's amazing. We're told that that's the time, if you're going to learn another language, to learn another language. Because the older you get, the more difficult it is to pick up on some of those things. Remember, Timothy from a child knew the Holy Scriptures, able to make him wise unto salvation. And if we could just have that interest and that desire to learn that Jesus captured in this language, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. You take a little baby, for example, that has that desire for the milk. And Peter said, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby. The Word of God contains the nutrition that's vital to our spiritual growth. And then 2 Peter 3:18, he said, but grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I'm thankful that my parents gave me room to grow. And others helped me to grow. You know, as Paul said, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I thought as a child. I understood as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. And sometimes we expect young people, even new converts, to be where we are. And maybe we've been members of the church for many years. It takes time to grow. It takes patience, doesn't it? And we need to give room for folks to grow. As there are folks who are babes in Christ, and there are those who are of full age, and folks all in between. And so we recognize that there's to be an environment that is conducive to growth, that gives people an opportunity to grow and to develop into faithful servants of God. But as a child is growing and developing, as a little child, I need to continue to grow. Another area in which I need to be as a little child, I need to be an imitator. Have you thought of a little child as an imitator? Maybe as a parent, you look back upon your children and you saw them as imitators. Maybe you have a daughter and she's imitating her mother, or a son's imitating his father. Or maybe as a grandparent, you spend time with your grandchildren and you see areas in which they're imitating you. They're following your example. And that can be humbling, can't it? It can be sobering to think about, what kind of example am I setting? If they follow me, where are they going to be going? What kind of direction am I leading them? But it's interesting how that children imitators, and sometimes we outgrow that for whatever reason. We outgrow these other things too. And really we ought to have this kind of spirit about us as a little child when it comes to imitating, that we have a desire to imitate Christ. As Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 2 and in verse 21, to follow his steps. We sing about that. Footsteps of Jesus. I will follow. And in Matthew chapter 10 and in verse 25, Jesus said that the disciple should be as his master. Do you have a desire to imitate Christ, to be like Christ? To think about, what would Jesus do? How would he respond? What would he say? And use his life as a model, as a pattern to follow. But then there's another area, one other area I want to talk to you about. When you think about as a little child, I need to be innocent. Think about the innocence of a little child. Now, they are innocent, contrary to the teaching of some. Some would have us believe that they are guilty of sin, their father's sin, and they got that from their father, and it goes all the way back to Adam. But the Bible doesn't teach that. The Bible teaches that children are in a state of innocence. For example, in Deuteronomy chapter 1 and in verse 39, Moses said, moreover, your little ones, which ye said should be a prey, and your children, which in that day had no knowledge between good and evil, they should go in thither, and unto them will I give it, and they shall possess it. In Ezekiel 18 and 20, he talked about the fact that the father does not bear the iniquity of the son, nor does the son bear the iniquity of the father. But they're in a state of individual accountability. As we reach an age where we know the difference between good and evil, and we choose the evil rather than the good, that's when we become guilty of sin. That's when we lose our innocence. But what a blessing it is to be in the midst of those who are innocent, who are in a state of innocence, who really have no knowledge between good and evil, neither having done good or evil, as Paul would say in Romans chapter 9. We sing a song sometimes that very well expresses their condition. It's called Safe in the Arms of Jesus. In the red book, it's song number 494. Have you thought about a little child in the context of this song? Safe in the arms of Jesus, safe on his gentle breast, there by his love o'ershaded, sweetly my soul shall rest. Hark, 'tis the voice of angels born in a song to me. over the fields of glory, over the Jasper Sea, safe in the arms of Jesus, safe from corroding care, safe from the world's temptations. Sin cannot harm me there. Free from the blight of sorrow, free from my doubts and fears, only a few more trials, only a few more tears. Jesus, my heart's dear refuge, Jesus has died for me. Firm on the rock of ages, ever my trust shall be. Here let me wait with patience, wait till the night is o'er, wait till I see the morning break on the golden shore. And would to God that each of us could have that same kind of innocence, that we could truly sing, safe in the arms of Jesus, safe on his gentle breast, there by his love o'ershaded sweetly, my soul shall rest. I was called upon to speak at a graveside service for an infant, a child that passed away at birth. And I reckon it's the only time that I could really preach somebody into heaven, so to speak. You know, we don't preach anybody into heaven or to hell. We think about the sadness, the sorrow that would come to the family at such a time and the loss. We think about the blessing as far as that person is concerned and the fact that they are spared from sorrow and trouble and tribulation and that they will never lose their innocence, safe in the arms of Jesus. But having knowledge between good and evil, and having done evil, we become guilty of sin. And we've lost our innocence, but we have the ability to regain that innocence through Jesus. And that's why we're able to sing as we did today, Jesus loves me, and oh, how I love Jesus, because Jesus came to seek and to save that which is lost. Unto us is born a Savior, Luke 2 and verse 11, and Jesus is that Savior. He came to seek and to save. As Paul said in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15, he came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. And he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. That means I can come to him. But I must come to him on his terms, according to his will. Having heard his word, believing on him, repentant as he's commanded, to make changes in my life, to live for him, to confess him before men, to be buried with him by baptism into death, to rise to walk in newness of life, to be as a newborn babe, to be as a little child, innocent, an imitator, growing, desiring the approval of our Father, forgiving, genuine, and humble. It may be that there are those in this audience this afternoon who need to be as a little child. But Jesus say to us, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom. Think about that. May we be willing to make whatever changes we need to make that we might be in a proper relationship with God Almighty. If you need the prayers of the congregation as you repent of wrongdoing, we're happy to pray with you. If you need to be baptized, we'll take you and baptize you that you can go on your way rejoicing. As we stand and sing the song, we invite you to come.